I've had several officers ask, when are we going to get tasers? When are we going to get AR-15s or a rifle?
Buffalo Police Benevolent Association First Vice President John Evans. With mass shootings, fears of terrorist attacks, and other violence, Evans explains police officers want help in their jobs.
From your perspective, what is the answer?
I would say I don't have the answer. What I would love to see a class in high school, say ninth grade, where police contact and compliance was somehow taught. Because I think maybe at a young age, if you're compliant with the police officers, yeah, you might go to jail. Okay, for whatever you did, you may go to jail, but you're gonna live. You know, police officer wants to kill anybody, but when driven to that point, yeah, then we have to. We're compelled to. For our own lives and the citizens.
Are you concerned that we're in this community one step away of what's happened in other communities?
Yeah, honestly, I really haven't seen it in Buffalo. I think we have a pretty good rapport with the public at large.
Evans is a former Attica corrections guard. He says when he experienced prisoner clashes, older generations of prisoners actually showed more respect for guards than the younger generation of those who are incarcerated.
You know, they keep on fighting and everything else as though you're not even there. So that causes you to use force to break them up. Which you'd rather they just give up, comply, the fight's over. Same way on the street. Whatever criminal act you did, okay, it's over. You got caught.
Evans tells WBFO News for now he calls on officers to remain vigilant. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.